It's great to have with us Margot Davis, the Mayor of Glenennis, and Bernard Smith, the General Manager. And today we'll be talking about topics from the Council meeting, Thursday, the 18th of June.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning.
So getting underway with item 7.1 on page 4, current code of meeting practice, rescindment, which takes it back to the previous code. Comments on that?
Yes, that was an interesting one. The state government required councils to introduce a new code of meeting practice last year. However, the upper house of the state parliament effectively passed a motion which rendered that void. So council was forced to reintroduce its previous code of meeting practice.
Right. It's a 60-page document. So for all of those community committees, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Well, that's the code of meeting practice for council meetings and committees of council. So that's how I run the council meeting, according to that code of meeting practice.
Yes, but I'm saying it extends to subcommittees, doesn't it?
No. It is principally there for the elected body, for the council.
Right, okay, yes. Fine. All right, so that's can't do much about that. Moving on, a big topic, of course, the operational plan and budget, and of course, the minutes out for me to be able to reference those, but a 21.5% increase, effective so from the rate bills that are coming out shortly in the next few weeks. But for the urban areas, that doesn't, there's a buffer situation with water and sewage rates, so that's only the general rate component. Correct?
Yes, so that's the general rate component, but bearing in mind the increase comes into effect from the 1st of July.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and then you've got other charges like waste management's up a fair bit, I think, and so on.
Yeah, I think it's important to just dwell for a moment on the broader the report, which is arguably the most important report the council adopts. All year, because it obviously sets our budget, it sets our level of rates, and it also sets out the various actions and strategies which council is going to undertake. Of course, a lot of the discussion yesterday was around the commencement of the implementation of the special rate variation, which in the first year is 21.5%. You know, it is a major decision. But as stated at the meeting yesterday, it's come after almost 2 years of consideration, of consultation, of analysis, and it reached, I suppose, its culmination yesterday when council did resolve. Yeah, it's a serious decision. It's a decision which I know the councillors certainly weren't pleased to take it, but in terms of our long-term financial sustainability, there was no choice but to make that decision.
So basically no material changes to the draft operational plan that went to council?
Yes, that's certainly correct. Yes.
And 7 submissions received. The pensioner rebates have been extended by $50 to take them up to $300. But of course, their rate increase will be much more than that, much more than a $50 benefit.
Oh, yes, that's correct. And there's information on our website about what it does mean for the average ratepayer. And again, it goes back to council particularly conscious of the impact it has. But I suppose council is also conscious of the impact long term on the community of not applying the special rate variation.
Right. And looking at the deficit, 526,257. But if you take out the capital component, it's 3.4 million roughly. Now, depreciation is a big figure. It's picked up on page 12. For 26-27, it's calculated over 11 million. Now, it's a really big issue to try and overcome, because you renew assets, obviously, you increase the depreciation. Would you like to comment there?
Yes, look, the whole issue of depreciation in local government is an ongoing topic of conversation. There's a lot of concern out there, firstly, around the fact it's a non-cash item, and everyone may not appreciate that. Also, that it's not a perfect science. It's a critically important concept, you know, particularly for some asset classes, but it is one which does distort the budget setting process, and it distorts the public's view of the financial situation of the council.
It should be used for a guide, obviously, but not necessarily to be a constraint.
Exactly. That's a very good way of putting it.
Okay. And property sales, 800,000, that would include the Church Street office and the commercial industrial land on Demerick Street.
It doesn't include the Church Street office, right, but it does relate to the Demerick Street land. Yes.
Okay, right. So it does still open the door to a street frontage office on in the existing Church Street office.
Yes, well, certainly once we move into the new office accommodation, we'll then need to seriously consider what to do with the Church Street office. The building itself is in very poor condition, but that's a decision for the future.
Okay, fine. And of course, the capital works program for the listeners set out in page 15 of the document. Anything specific there that we should touch on?
No, I don't think there's anything which we want to pull out. You know, the Anzac Park playground's finished off. We're about to construct the dog park and finishing off a number of road jobs. But you know, certainly our roads construction program is smaller next year. You know, we're coming off a high grants program. However, I think our network is in the best condition it's been for a long time.
Okay, just on that topic, it's good to see that the Grafton Street heavy patching failures have been overcome with new machinery there to be able to do that more efficiently.
Yes, and I was remiss of not mentioning the Bourke Street, which is almost complete, and we've recently undertaken works in Railway Lane and the end of Grey Street as well.
Okay, fine. Well, that brings to an end the first segment of the council interview from the meeting on Thursday, the 18th of June, and the second segment will follow shortly.